We are talking today about ways to keep kids connected during the pandemic. A lot of the kids, and especially teenagers, sort of maybe felt lonely, wanted to be still connected. But what's the best way to keep socializing, especially with different apps and being online? And here to help us talk about that and maybe something that may be useful, we have Sasha Lazimi, who's CEO and co-founder of Yubo. And also we have Zach, who is self-identified as non-binary person and a member of the LGBTQ plus community, here to talk a little bit about staying safe online. First of all, Sasha, if you could tell me a little bit about Yubo, this platform. How does it work and how did the idea come about?
Yes, sure. So Yubo is a social platform designed for Generation Z to socialize online all around the world. And basically, Yubo is a public space with a small group of people that are interacting through video, audio, and chat in real time based on the topic of the conversation and based on who they are. And our vision is to take the best of offline interactions and add to that the power of the technology to make sure that you will connect instantly with the right group of people anywhere in the world at any time in a very safe environment.
Zach, how does this benefit you then, in, I guess, a sense? And tell me a little about your story and how this is a good platform.
I found out about the app through friends that I went to high school with and graduated with, and they told me what a wonderful and amazing experience they had and told me a lot about the safety features to keep everyone safe and where I can expect to meet new people in lives, and just helping me through this app. And I decided to give it a shot and download the app, and I had such an amazing experience. But at first, when I downloaded the app, I was like kind of nervous and kind of scared to go into lives and meet new people, and it was a new experience. And stepping out of their comfort zone, I just met so many great people all across the world, and they helped me in identifying and coming out as non-binary queer.
Tell me a little bit about sort of meeting people from around the world. Sometimes social media, maybe it's limited to your area or your region, but different cultures, different people, there's a whole new experiences that you can get from that, right?
Yes, there's so many people from so many different countries, and I've met so many great people from Russia, Argentina, United Kingdom, Australia, Georgia, and even in New Zealand and the Philippines. And it's just so amazing seeing all these people and getting to meet them and talking about the differences in American culture and their own culture and just seeing all the differences and the beauty of meeting new people.
Sasha, if you can explain sort of maybe some of the safety protocols or maybe some tips for parents who want their kids to be safe online and social media.
Yes, for sure. So at Yubo, safety is our main priority because we want our users to behave as they behave in real life, and we think that they should act exactly as they would in real life, avoid sharing private information too early, and be careful on who they trust. And that's why we provide to our young users accessible tools and settings to protect themselves. And like that, they are in complete control of their live stream. They can put into private mode. They can moderate messages from the chat. They can kick any watcher that has an inappropriate behavior. And we are also sending real-time alerts to educate them. So let's say, for example, I'm sending my phone number to someone, I would receive an alert saying, hey, this is a private information. You should be careful. You should not send that, because we think that we have a strong responsibility in educating our community and also educating the parents of the teens.
Zach, have you seen that sort of in action? Has there been things that if you've seen or done or realized, hey, this the way this is working, there's a good protection here, I feel safe in this platform?
Yes, I've, with my friends and giving them my phone number through messaging and our own private chat on Yubo, it does send that alert, and it'll say send anyways or delete the message or like cancel sending the message. And I think it's a good way to do that and keep that action, because it'll make the younger kid, like any younger kid or younger teen that wants to use the app and they try giving out a phone number to someone that they think they can trust, it'll give them that message, and then they'll reevaluate and think, oh, hey, maybe I should talk to them more before giving out any private information.
Yeah, we always know and appreciate how fast our connections are, but sometimes you think, I shouldn't have sent that, or whoops, your body acts faster than your mind can think on it, and this gives you a moment to pause and to make sure it's going in the right direction. Anything more you can add for this, Sasha? How do people find out about this as well, about Yubo?
Yeah, so they can find about Yubo on our website, and on this they can find multiple resources within our safety section. It includes the parents and a teen's guide to Yubo with advice and useful contacts. And we also have a support team with whom they can share their concern or any problems they have or their teens are facing. And we always make sure to reply within 24 hours.
It's Y-U-B-O. I just always wonder where a name like that came from. How did you decide that's what you wanted to name this social media platform?
So as we are creating something new and we do not compete with any existing social network, we thought that we should create a word that is not meaning anything but means everything for the community that is using Yubo. And it's just Yubo. Just be yourself and just express yourself as you are.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate Zach, you telling your story and sharing with us, as well as Sasha, for creating this. Again, Yubo is what we've been talking about today. Thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.